From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Amy Dickinson, and Peter Gross. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute. Thank you, guys. Bill proves that being a scorekeeper on this show is a part-rhyme job.
That was painful.
In the Listener Limerick Challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, this week Google announced it was creating a new feature for Gmail users. Soon, your Gmail app, will be able to do what for you?
It will be able to...
save valuable time in the middle of your day?
Email for you?
Exactly. It will reply to emails automatically for you.
Wow.
But it's also going to write it. It's going to read the one that came in and reply like specific, right?
Exactly, right.
Oh,
the way it works is...
In all caps, I hope.
Gmail can now automatically reply to your emails based on your user history. Huge time saver, potential disaster. It'll send things out like, sorry, I cannot make your dinner invitation on Sunday. That is when I Google Naughty Downton Abbey.
I hope it just answers like a computer. Like, do you want to have lunch? I would love to engage in the middle meal of the day with you, but I have a prior engagement where I will speak with another human. I am too busy using one of Google's many other products.
Paula, a new study into cat behavior finds that if house cats were just bigger, they would very likely do what?
Eat you.
Exactly right. Yeah,
Paula,
kill you.
Like, don't you know already, even when they're not huge? Like, if you had a stroke and were lying on the floor for a while, I just know my cats would start eating me. Seriously, I just know it.
The fact that your cat wants to kill you should come as no surprise to anybody who has ever woken up with their cat holding a pillow over your face. What these scientists did at the University of Edinburgh was they did various psychological tests on cats.
How do you do a psychological test on a cat?
You got to do one on yourself first and decide if you're the type of person who wants to do it.
What you do is you just invite the cat into a quiet room and you sit very quietly until the cat starts sharing. No.
But also, saying if the cat was bigger, it would eat you.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a cat. It would be a lion or a tiger.
Well, you know, I wonder how hard it is to get into the University of Edinburgh, because they've had a lot of these. Like, do people...
That's the test.
You know what we should do? We should see what would happen if, you know, you filled the room with water...
Stop right there. You're in.
Yeah. I've always wondered. Like, that's probably one of the essays. Yeah.
What if a person ate a muffin every day for a year?
Yeah, what would happen?
Well, let's find out here at the University of Edinburgh.
Yeah. What would happen if for 4 years I just didn't go to class? As a study. I'd like to do that study. Well, come on in.
Your problem, Paula, is you can't handle the truth about your cats.
No, my cats don't want to eat me. They really don't. I have 15 cats and no kids at home right now, and so I'm not able to keep up with the petting. So what I try to do is walk sort of crouched down a little bit with my hands just dragging every time I go through the room so that I just sort of, you know, go graze ahead here and there.
I would love to see them pick you up like ants taking
yes,
a piece
drag
of corn
you back
away
to the picnic.
Put me down! Put me down!
Quiet, you! It's like Gulliver or something.
All I gotta do is get organized and you're doomed.